This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
The parashas Shemini, there is two parashas, two extraordinary parashas, one next to each other. One is the parasha of Hakamas HaMishkan and the Akrova of the Korbanis in the day that the Mishkan was Hukam, and immediately afterwards you have the Chet of Nadav Avihu. And the Smichas HaParashas is extraordinary. I mean, both of them are Vateitza Eish Mepnei Hashem, and except here it's Vateichu HaMizbeach, and here it's Vateichu HaYisam. But there's a Yitzias Eish Mepnei Hashem, both cases, and one was the plate, one was not the plate. I want to try to understand more a little bit about the Chet of Nadav Avihu. It's an extraordinary Chet, and try to understand what the Gedolah of it is. First of all, it says in the Pasuk that everybody says they took Teres, that they shouldn't have brought. It was Shalei B'Shas HaKtaris Teres, which is true, that's the first Chet in the Pasuk. But it says that they brought an Eish that wasn't Zara. And it says that Yekivu Lifnei Hashem Eish Zerah Shal Tzivoisam. Of course, the Eish is only secondary. The real problem was the Keteris. There's Akhtar of Teris need Eish. But the Pasuk seems to be Madgish that it was an Eish Zerah. The Etzim Avei was the Eish Zerah. In the whole Inyan of the Aveira, it's very hard to get a handle of did they do a good thing, a bad thing. On the one hand, it says, the Pasuk says, B'Korev HaKadosh, that Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, I didn't know who would, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he would sanctify the Mishkan, he would sanctify the Hamikdash through B'Korev, I didn't know, I thought it was either me or you, and in the end it was B'nei Aaron, so they were very, very chashim. So the Mashmos is, they did something very good. On the other hand, it says, Chazal asked, how come they didn't have Aveira? How come they were Nenash? So Chazal give a list of Aveiras. Shtui Yayim, that's the one. B'chusib Godim, Shalokul Hem Noshim, they weren't married. It says also in Chazal that they would walk and say, they would look at Mosharon and say, when will these old people die already and will become Kohanim? And Manager Klai Yisrael. So Chazal lists a few Aveiros, which is strange. If the Pasuk is saying that the Krev HaKadosh is something good, so how come listing Aveiros? And obviously it's not something good because the Pasuk is Mashma, that was something bad. So how do you understand this Arechot that the Krev HaKadosh? It also says, the Chol Yisrael, Yifku as a Sreif HaShasar of Hashem by space that Klal Yisrael had to mourn it. If they would Rishayim and did something wrong, Zan Mistavar Klal Yisrael would mourn it as such. And on Moshe Rabbeinu it says that Klal Yisrael on Akoyin, if they were told to mourn it by space that Etzim Misa was Chshivas HaSos. On the other hand, there's another interweaving. The day that they brought that there was the Chanukas Habayis was a yom of extraordinary simcha. It says there never was such simcha in the world as that day, and the Shemesh Nisan was a day of extraordinary simcha. It was the end of Shemesh Me'amiluim, and Chazal Amaflik and how much simcha came to the world. So it's mistava that they would have pushed off Havelos for later, just like somebody's once had an oval during a Moed, so you push off that later. Here it's mashma on that same day, that's why some people didn't eat and so on. So it's mashma says that the Kol Yisrael Yifkes HaSreifa had to be then, even though this was a day that was the most simple day. Let's try to understand a little bit. There's an Indian over here that, two things. First of all, we'll explain two or three of the Nekudis to understand the picture. The first Indian is, there's a Chazal, the Parshas Vayeshev, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Neira Alilas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu plots extraordinary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu schemes extraordinary plots. L'moshel, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam Bechira nominally, yet 2,000 years before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that there would be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah 2,000 years before, and already the Parsha for Aduma was there that there's Misa in the world. So by saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that there would be Misa, and yet he presented the Torah Marishan as if it would be up to him. Secondly, it says by Yosef and his brothers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki'ilu punished them, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already told Avraham Avinu, Yodea Teda Geyazacha Beretz Elohem, Vavod Avinu Yisam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said that they would go down to Mitzrayim and everything, so it wasn't through the brother Saul and Yosef. And yet, within the context of the Psukim, it's a brother Saul and Yosef. Like there's two, three, four different inyanim where Chazal call it Neir Alilas. By here also, but over there there's a musik called Neir Alilas. What does it mean that something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if someone were to read the words plain without trying to get some avon in it, the mashmos is Ki'ilu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unfair Chas V'Shalom or whatever, there's Ki'ilu a tain on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Neir Alilas. So the pshat in that Indian is that there are certain inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Be'etzim Bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Bechira so that we can choose good or bad. And the Mahalach was that we choose good. There are certain inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be megale to the world through Adam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed a person to trip up on it. And through the person being nichshol, we have a gilui of that inyan. L'moshel, the older Chazal says David was in a royal chetzer, Yehuda wasn't royal, and so on. Those are all inyanim where it's an inyan of Ra, which needed to be mezgala in the world. We needed to have the gili of what happens to someone, to where the borders of the world are. And just like, if you want to clear a minefield, for instance, you send out Anna Balachayim sometimes, and when they explode something, you know there was a mine there or something. Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses Bechiras Adam to be Megala certain inyanim that he wants to be Megala. That's Neir Alilas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to be Megala certain things. He needs to be done through Bechira. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes uses the Bechira for that purpose. But the reason, how it's fair to the person is not the question. That's not the Shaila. The Shaila is Mitzad the Mahalchim of Gilui. It was done nominally through Bechira. It needed to be done that way, but it was done in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got what he wanted. We'll give a muscle sometimes. A person has a child that's not studying enough, but he's very bright. So what I do is I subtly throw in a question that I know he's not going to be able to answer because it wasn't what he didn't study or whatever. And then when the child doesn't know it, he's embarrassed. He understands what it means that if you don't study, you don't know. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala certain inyanim in the world after this mahalach of being machshel somebody, whether it's David, whether it's Yehuda, all those inyanim. So, and we need to see it as somebody's michshol when it was Ayman bin Yisrael. But really, the purpose of it was to teach the world something. Like it says, Lechata David Elalahakim Shalchuva, or Lechata Yehuda Elalahakim Shalchuva, Lechata David Elalahakim Shalchuva, the Rabbim. Those are all Tachleisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu engineered that from the Michshol he should learn. So there's a broad range of Inyanim that's called Neira Lilos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about Giluim in the world. dafka by using people's bechira, stretching it until it snaps. And at that point, we understand how far. Just like, for instance, a person is testing a steel cable. So he takes a piece of steel cable and he starts putting weights on it until it snaps. That's when I know the strength of the steel, and that's where I see it. I can tell it. Putting on 10 weights of 1,000 pounds a piece makes it snap. I realize that that's its maximum capacity. So there's an Hog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu where he sees to it that there are certain Giluyim in the Bria that are anomaly of Kishalom, the anomaly of failure, somebody messed up. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it in order to regale a certain very important Nekuda or Emes. How it's fair to the person, we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Dayan Emes, and his Mishpat is Mishpat without Avol, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with that person, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga. That has nothing to do with us. But understanding that the purpose of that chait, so to speak, the point that chait was that, that's this mahalach and their element. And Chazal over here by us also, they in the parish in Achim Mois, they kind of give over that hagosha. They say, Titus went in and nothing happened to him. A stick of Aich Shaked went in and it came out blossoming. And Bnei Aaron, none of you go in and they die? Are they worse than the stick of the Shkedim? Are they worse than Titus or Russia? And Chazal give over the same Akasha that it's an Indian of Meralis. They don't use that word, they don't say it there, but that's the Mahalach that they seem to be saying. So our whole parasha of Nerav Aviyah is a parasha where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Megala a certain Indian. And that was very Chashav. And that's why it says, Bekrave HaKadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to be Miskadosh through Kraven. Some Kveit Shemayim have to come out through it. Nominally, it happened with a Michshol. But it's a Michshol that it was done in order that some Gevaldik in the Kuda, some Gevaldik Emes comes out. And we have to understand what that Gevaldik Emes is. The Zohar says that the Nadav Naviyu became Nis'aber. The Pinchas was a Gilgal, let's call it, of Nadav Aviyu. In other words, Pinchas was the Hemshech of Avodas Nadav Aviyu. Pinchas also did something he wasn't told to do, and it was good what he did. So b'meila, that's sort of the tikkun of Nadav Aviyu. It's using Nadav Aviyu's tchuna in the right place. On the other hand, the Arizal says that Nadav and Aviyu had the neshama of Adam Arishon. They were trying to be metaken the avera of Adam Arishon, and they failed. So b'meila, that's what it got. So you have ke'ilu a hemshech of the chet of Adam Arishon, the chet of Nadav Aviyu, and the mitzvah of Pinchas. They all have to be at one sheirish. As far as we're concerned, the word, the Gilgal aspect of it simply means that the maisim were a hemshech of his maisim. And those two times it failed, and in the time of Pinchas, it succeeded. Let's try to understand. So let's understand what that Nekuda is, what we're talking about. Tosfos says that the Gemara is a shayla of Gadol Mitzuv Vayisa, Gemara Kedushin, Gadol Mitzuv Vayisa or Eina Mitzuv Vayisa. The Hava Mina is definitely Eina Mitzuv Vayisa is bigger because he's got more than a slave. If somebody's taxed and he has to give $100, that's not anywhere near the direct of somebody that's willingly steps off and said, here's $100. So the parsha of the Musl Rishon is definitely that Mitzvah Vayisa is bigger. The Maskana of the Gemara is that any Mitzvah Vayisa is bigger. The Maskana of the Gemara is that Mitzvah Vayisa is bigger. And the reason for it is, Tosfos says, because he's mates of the Doye, because it doesn't have Pas Besaloi. And Tosfos, some of the Avodah Zarah says, he's mates of Doye. Maybe he's going to slip up or do it in Aveira. Do it wrong, do it in Aveira. I don't remember the lesson. But the slipping, the person is scared of slipping up. So the Parshat Pshat seems to be as if it says the Fum Tzair Agra, the more tzar a person has, that's where he gets more schar. So since a person who's not mitzvah vaisa has no tzar, whatever he does is good, then it's fine. The person who is mitzvah is he has more schar because he's more from tzar agra. That seems to be the good. So what if the other person sweats a lot when he does the mitzvah? I mean, does it go into the normal klal of from tzar agra? I mean, from tzar agra is a side point. But here you're talking about something in principle. You're going in the principle of mitzvah vaisa versus eini mitzvah vaisa. Right, Taisel's used the word, he's not mitzvaya because he has pas besalim. You know, listen, my ledger with mitzvahs is okay. It's like the person got 100 on the test, and now he's doing the extra credit question. Yeah, nishnish, the what he did, what he has already is 100, and now he has the time to do extra. So where's the hevdel between mitzvah? Where's the big yichud of mitzvah vayisa that in the mitzvah v'doyeg is where we find the mitzvah vayisa? It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemayim Varetz. He created the Shemayim. He made the Shemayim. V'hoyo, it says the Shemayim was mitmatchin v'holchin, they kept stretching, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, die. Enough. And then it stopped. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Shakai Oyev Venera. The lotion is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyer v'hoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelled at the Shemayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there should be Shemayim. So, mitzkeach that sivui, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shemayim just kept going. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelled at it, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was greater by it. As I'll bring a pasuk, that's when it stopped. It's strange. I mean, the guy means that he's doing something wrong. What does it mean it's doing something wrong? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there should be Shemayim. So it starts being. It's like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there should be mayim, there should be water. It's infinite because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, and when He creates water, it's infinite. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say stop. But the lashon goyer by means as if somebody did something wrong. There's no way Shemayim could have stopped stretching. Unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. So where's the makom ki'ilu there was a punishment? Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyer by. In the Mahalach of Avodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a balance between two inyanim. And two inyanim that be'etzim have to be there, and yet they be'etzim assess each other. On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that it have its own mitzvahs. Just like Adam was created, that he should earn his way by himself, and that's the only makom v'aveda is through bechira, and through yigia, and through nisayon, and through ishtadlus, and so on and so forth. That is the makom v'aveda. And therefore something that's done because you're forced to do it, that's not real aveda. If a person davens because he's forced to daven, learns because he's forced to learn, so it's lacking in avodah. Because the whole mitzvah of avodah is that the person himself be beicher. If we force somebody to do something, it's only to sort of thread the needle. But it's not. There's no avodah in anything that's being done because then the thing doesn't have its own mitzvahs. I'm not a ruchnishtik person if business kriyfim on me tayag mitzvahs and I do it only machmas kfiya. So where am I? I just like without bechira, there's no makom. So if I take the bechira away from it, something outside, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs and wants that I myself have my own mitzvahs, and this is what I want. On the other hand, if it's what I want and that's it, so there's no makom. So where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the picture? Just like if somebody keeps me company when it's nice for him. So that's not a relationship. It means Today he thinks my company is pleasant. So today we're going out someplace. That's not a siachsus to me. It's cooling his person. If a person gives, if he's in the mood to be nice, he brings me food. And if he's not in the mood to be nice, he doesn't bring me. It doesn't mean that he doesn't see me as a person who's got justifiable needs and so on. Let's say I'm being metapo with an onion. And on a day when I feel like being about chesed, you know, today I feel like doing something good for the world, I'll send him a meal. Tomorrow he's starving and he's hungry, but I'm not in the mood to do a chesed, so I'm just not going to do it. So it becomes completely cut off from the other person, and it becomes just me. So I have a balance of it. If I bring him food because he tells me to, that's lacking, obviously, in the divas, it's lacking in the siachsus to the person. On the other hand, if I only bring food when I'm in the mood for it, so again, that's lacking something. The balance is that I do it because I want it, and it's because what I want is him, and b'meila, I'm a siachis to that person's gvulas, klikibla, and so on. I bring him food. I want to bring him food because what I want is to make that person happy. So I bring it when he needs it, even if I'm just not in the mood then. And I don't bring it when he doesn't need it, even if I'm in the mood. So the balance of that is yachsus is that it comes from me and it sets itself to the gvulas of that person. That is yachsus. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that needed to have its own mitzias. If it wouldn't have its own mitzias, that's not there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a tape recorder, doesn't need a parrot. So if the world would say Hashem Melech, because they're told to say it, that's nothing. So the world needs an akuda in itself, where mitzad itself, it's doing good. It's doing, it's existing. But it needs to shape itself to the gvulas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it. The gar of me, in other words, the Shemayim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Yirakia, and the Shemayim, and it started stretching, that's its right mitzias mitzadat nekudah. It has a nekudah of atzmius, and therefore the Rakia, it strives to be as much Rakia as possible. The gara is, it's not because it did something wrong. It's, if I talk to somebody softly and convincingly, so then what I'm doing is I'm convincing him. When I yell at somebody, it means I'm imposing my gvulas on you. Stop right here where you are. That means I've put down a gvul in front of you. If I convince you, you know, it's not such a good idea to go further, it's not so good, it's not so comfortable, and he agrees, then it's right to him. So the emes of the bria is, a bria that mitzad atzmai has a mitzias, and mitzad the mitzias that it has mitzad atzmai, it's mismateach v'hoylech, it keeps it spinning. But it takes on the shape of the makom that a HaKadosh Baruch Hu allocated for it. These are your gvulas. No further, shall I go? It's the combination. So the ge'ara over here is not a punishment, but it's the imposition of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's order and ritzoinus on us. That ge'ara is an imposition of that ritzoinus. And so the mitzias of yes, of what we're doing, is ki'ilu mi'atzmeinu, it's coming. And the gvulas are cut by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like the ideal hisyachsus to another person is, that I do for him because I want to do for him, but I do for him what is good for him. The because is because I want, and it's at the ultimate, a father for a child, a father for a child gives because he wants to, and there doesn't seem to be a limit, he's wanting to do good for the child. But what limits it is what the child can absorb and what's good for the child. To give him too much candy is not good. So that's the combination of two midas in his yachsus. The alilos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in the Bria are similar to that inyan of the Shemayim Mitmatchin until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to show the gvulas in the world. The Ge'ara is Ke'ilu, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood Kaviyochol at the edge, and something got burnt at the edge. The Gilui of where those edges are is the Gilui of those Neir Alilos. We'll talk about them, that each one is in Yevdatzman. But just because it's Nageli Yenayim. The Adam Arisha in Chet was, and being that it's the Sheirish Dike Chet, it obviously includes in itself Inyanim that are Shrashim and everything. Kamal explains the Tzad HaMachloik is the Chazal, what his Aveir was, and so on. The Sheirish of Avraham Avinu's Chet, of Adam Arisha's Chet was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him B'Tselem Elokim. And b'tzad the b'tzelam elikim shaboy, the inner she'if of Adam is to be elikim as much as possible. Ve'yisem k'doshim ki kodesh ani. That Adam had in himself the ultimate drive in Adam b'tarosay b'kushosay was to be more and more doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu afata. There's a gvul. Yochel Kamoini, Chazal say, Nema Kodesh Oni, Ktushas Ilamayel Miktushaska. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a gvul even on that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ktushas Ilamayel Miktushaska. Over here, Adam Arishan, the Nochash came and said, V'yisem Kelekim. So Adam Arishan overstepped the boundary between Ktoishim Tio and Yochel Kamoini, between the inner striving to be as Kaddish as possible, to the Gvulas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed on it, and said, Ad Kan, and that Kisholon was the Gaira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Adam HaRishon, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ha'imina Itzadas, that's where, it's where Adam personified, that Gilui of the Shemayim Mitmatchin, and the Gaara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adkar. So the Chet of Adam HaRishon Batzmi Yusei was a Chet of doing what something that came from a mocker of Asei Toiv, of doing right, and stop and not stopping at the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Michael before. The Mitzvah Va'isa that we said before, the Godel Mitzvah Va'isa and Shein Mitzvah Va'isa, is this pshat. Anyway, so we said, we spoke about Tosfos, that what's the difference between Meitzah V'Doeg, not Meitzah V'Doeg. It's hard to reduce it just to the Fum Tzair Agredik. It's a little bit better, a little cheshiva. Tosfos is explaining an activity of Ruchnius, which only contains in it the desire to be as big as possible, as ruchnius as possible, is here for good maaseh. The other half is the worrying about maybe something's wrong. The meitzah v'doyeg means that there's a gevul that there's not enough and there's too much. The other half, if a person doesn't act, like we said before, if I give it to the person, let's say my perspective is, I'll give him food when I feel like it. When I'm in the mood, it's a different slave of mine, and I'm in the mood. So then, if the person's never worried about it, if I'm fulfilling my thing, whatever I do is kulay lifnim shos adin. A person is worried about the test. On the extra credit, he's not worried about it. Manashach. I can only do good. It won't take away. I'm not mechuyif not. And if I do it, it's only good. So the lefnim mishuras hadin dike type of nekuda. Lefnim mishuras hadin means there's no shur of din over there. It's free of din. There's no problem over here. That is a half of a mitzvah. The other half of the mitzvah is I'm showing tzu to somebody. I'm not doing it because I'm in a good mood. I'm in an elevated mood. So I'm now taking a little of an esrit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Lekachtem lachem." I have a tremendous desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Lulav and Esrik, And but the shaila is, but maybe I'm messing it up. Maybe this, maybe I'm doing it not right. Maybe I'm not being mekayimet enough. That element of mitzvah v'doyeg means that the mitzvah contains in itself it contains itself the other half as well. The Lashon Chazal is, Lashon Taisus in Avazor is that he has pas besalag. That's what it means. Pas besalag means I'm taking care of. There's no problems. It's a laundry. It's good. You know, if I do it, wonderful. If not, not. Like we learned in the Gemara in Naikofel, that the reason why we meet Naikofel is because I would think if I do the mitzvahs agra, but there's no einish the other half. It's hard. It was a little bit hard to understand the Havimir Maskan over here. The Havimir Maskan is what we're saying. A Pnai Kofel means that it's not just a great kite. No, it would be nice if this would also be in place. In the Olam HaMitzvah, Hashem could say, listen, there are opportunities. The world is full of opportunities. You can grow and grow and grow. No, the world has opportunities and those opportunities are responsibilities. They're not extra credit. The mitzvahs have it's a double kli. It's toiv on the side of toiv. It's not just obligation. Not just paying taxes. If you don't want to go to jail, pay taxes. But it's not that you get something out of it. It's if you do it, then you do get out of it. And mitzad your tshuka and zikin for mitzvahs, there should be an akuda where you're striving for it, not because you're mitzvah, but you're striving because you've had some striving for toiv. And the flip side is that if you don't do it, or if you do it wrong, or whatever it is, then there's einish there because there's something wrong. It measures up to someone else also. It's measuring up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's shtones of Tzut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if you meshabesh the tzur of it, then you did something wrong. So you had Adam Arishon was the first one that was nichshol in this inyan. Nadav and Avihu were whatever it is, a Gilgul for Al Musagim, it means that they were Hemshech of that Maisa. They were called Nadav. Nadav Naviyu is Nadav, the word Nadav is Lashon Nedivah slave, Lashon Nadvonus. The Rashbam points out, Rashbam over there in Shmini points out that there's a, that they made a mistake because they learned from what they saw around them. For 7 days, the Kohanim had to bring their own ash. Moshe brought their own ash. It was all their own ash, and they wanted to. They figured they would do the same thing. And as B'yom Hashmini, that and Rosh Hashanah says that very much because B'yom Hashmini, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be ash l'mayla. The difference is. True, the first nekuda is always the eish that you bring. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings his eish. Just like it says that the Acheretz Kadma L'Torah means the Mahalach of Ovis, that Ovis were all done by Nedivah slave, and Ovis were not for any Mitzvah Vaisa. The Mahalach of any Mitzvah Vaisa comes before Mitzvah Vaisa. Because the first nekuda is the Nedivah slave, the first nekuda is that the Shemayim that it keeps stretching, because the beginning nekuda is always that the person has a sense of self who wants to expand and become greater or bigger. But then on that you impose a tzivui. Here also, you started with 7 days where you bring your own. On the eighth day, the eish melamayla comes and becomes the kviyas. In the building of the Truma and the Mishnah also, we point out a few times, it starts with V'yikhuli, the Ishkifinidus Libai, that everybody gives Kafi what he wants, and then it becomes that the Vayasuk HaShetziv HaShem, that everything is done Kitziv HaShem. It starts because Christ will pours out, and then what to do with it, and how to shape it, and how to form it, it was extraordinarily strong and clear tzivuyim. So Nadav Naviyu wanted to go back to that mahala, and that's where they were nichshol. All the inyanim that Chazal point out are the aveiros, so to speak, are all of that ilk. The the shtui yayin means that a person pushes his limits of hakara past what he has. A person has gvulas of seichel, of regesh, and so on. And yayin is an eish zara. A person becomes more excited through yayin. A person it pushes through yayin. It's past the gvulas that a Kadosh Baruch Hu made. Mechusir begodim, also the beged is something that's magbul the person. All of the inyanim that Chazal point out are inyanim where kaviyachol they wanted to disregard the gvulas and so on. The Chazal, which seems to be sort of as Chazal say that they looked at Moshe and said, when will these two zkenim die already so we can take their place? So what's the pshat? If they were so grub, so crude, so crass, then it's not shaykh even to say the Kreva Kaddish. I mean, Kreva Kaddish means, he said, you know, I'm a chalshin to be Rosh Yeshiva, and you're chalshin to be Kohen Gadol, and just these two old guys, when will they die already? I mean, it's unthinkable that this would be called the Kreva Kaddish. The Teretz was, not even if you had an akuda. They had a certain inyan to bring to this world, and they knew that they had to bring it to this world. And b'meila, they felt that Moshe and Aaron was staring that Nakuda from coming out. They were very, very difficult gvulas. Here they are. They know that they have an Nakuda Ptusha that has to be there. And it seems that Moshe and Aaron are an obstacle to bring out that Nakuda. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kreva Kaddish, so the Averis were Averis, but their Sheirish Avera was the rotsin of kirva. It's in averus that are royal gnai muchlat, averus that come from a rotsin for richut. Here the bekirvosam was good, but there was a lacking of lufnei Hashem. There was a lacking of that. So it's a certain gili. The misas bnei Aaron was a certain gili that Adkan, a person is supposed to keep going, and there are gvulas that he's supposed to stop at. That was the Pinchas. It says by Pinchas that he did it by himself. Not quite. It says it's called halacha ve'in moirin kein. Kanoi program was halacha ve'in moirin kein, which means it's within the area of the gvulas. But it's the mitzvah ve'oisa that's in a mitzvah ve'oisa. It's the it says of that Pinchas told Moshe, "Halei biridetcha mehar Sinai limaratonu kanoim pagan boy." It's very, very fascinating. What do you mean biridetcha mehar Sinai? As we're walking down Har Sinai, like you said, oh, there's one more halacha I forgot, and that's kanoim pagan boy. Biridetcha mehar Sinai means it comes from Har Sinai, but it's not on Har Sinai. Even in Torah itself, there's a mokoim of lifnei mishur hadin, but lifnei mishur hadin stalls zechut to the din. To know how to do something lifnei mishur hadin, you also need a mahalach. The Ramchal, when he speaks about doing things that are midas chasidus, he says you have to understand the halacha very well to be midas chasidus. You have to be royal lekach. It's also a hemshech. Lifnim shows that it means you recognize the din, and you understand where the hemshech of the lifnim shows that it is. But it's also chutzutim shows that it. That was the tikkun of Pinchas. A lot of inyanim. The michshol for a person who's a prosta person is because he wants to do prosta things. That michshol is understandable. That's where we're born, with taivas, with zaharas, that's what we do, and that's that. A lot of the michshol for a person who's a little bit edler, a person who wants to do something right, a person has a she'ifa for something, a person makes self she'ifas, and something comes along that breaks it. But for example, a person needs to learn something. He has a kviyas. He wants to finish doing an shakla b'tari last block, and then a mitzvah comes along that no one else can do it, and he has a chiyuv to do it. If the person decides to, if the person decides to, here's an Nisoyen where is your good coming from? Are you learning because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said was Mitzaveh, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to stop now? Or are you learning because, you got to like it? And Baruch Hashem, your realization is that you realize yourself to Ruchnis, but it's still yourself. They told over the Chaznish, they once told over B'Shem and Adam Gadol, that he used to learn on Tisha B'Av, because he said Torah is worth even being hit for. In other words, it's also to learn, but Torah is worth it. Chaznish got very upset. Chaznish, what's Torah? Torah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'Gizei Yom V'Laila. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, except for Tisha B'Av, then it's except for Tisha B'Av. It's not the Pshat Torah broke off from Tayag Mitzvahs and became a religion on its own. It's part of that. The test, and for a person whose life is a little more ruchnius, a person who does things that are good, and so on, the understanding, I mean, going back to that Marshal Nadav Aviyu, it's an awesome thing. Nadav Aviyu knew very clearly that they have the right at the timtza. They have a certain akuda that has to come to the world. And they realize that every day that Maestro Aaron are around, it's not happening. So the frustration is, here is the Shemayim are waiting to be mitmateach, and there's gvulas there, there's Maestro Aaron there. And the emes is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put those gvulas down. And that very koyach that you have in you to be mispashit, and to be mashpi and so on, that same koyach is, it's not you. On the one hand, you have to feel it's you. And on the one hand, the drive and the cheshek is because it's you. On the other hand, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it there. The gvulis on the outside, the mitzvah on the outside, tells me that the nedivah slave is also beridu chomei Sinai. That it's all, there is no room for self. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yehira kiyah, Rakia gets a mitzias, and it's mitmateach v'hoylech, because that's the mitzias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a shiifa for ruchnius, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And the shiifa has to be as powerful as any shiifa that a person has that's his own. But the test of it comes at the gvulas. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no players here. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no Eitz Hadas. So if the person stops at that point, then he glory Muslim Afreya that whatever he does have is because that's Be'etzim Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person Chalil Chas crosses that boundary, then it's a glory that everything is because himself. So Baruch Hashem is a little bit of a nobler self. His self is a little bit edler, and it's not looking for greed or taiva or whatever it is. It's looking for ruchnis. But it's he was menatic in a certain sense to ruchnis. It's an eish zara. We asked, why is the eish stress over the k'tayris? Because it wasn't only what they brought, the mucker for the ash is the mucker for burning the prayers. That's all, and that's why he said that, and that's why this was the test on the first few days of the was supposed to be ash from themselves. The eighth day was supposed to be ash that comes from Lamaila. And when a person has those moments. A person who is a Ben Aliyah, a person who is Shayef, a person who does right things and develops a tshuka to do it, and it becomes himself, that's what it should be. But the test is when there's an Nisayim, when the Torah gets in the way. The person made a certain Sheifa, and the Torah puts a foot down and says, Ad Kan and Sulay. If a person is able to hold it at that point, then it's a glory Moset, then even his so-called own is part and parcel of Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Cholul V'Chas, the person transgresses that boundary, then it becomes a pircha, that the whole thing already, it became incorporated in his ego. It's not anymore HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, it's his own ego. And the real binyan, and that conflict is the real binyan of a person. That the ge'ayra that stands there, mitzad atzmai, the person is mitmateach v'hoylech, Mitzad his own slash HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ifas, there is boundless, and a person's mitzias is to keep expanding ruchnis weiter and weiter. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gaira at a certain point is the glory milsum afreya that his sense of self is really what's not Kaddish Baruch Hu. Yeah.